Jake came back at about 4 o'clock, something
about half past four. Well, I came to that door, front door, and said, "Dad, call the police. Call the police. Someone just put a gun on me outside." So I was a bit agitated myself.
Very agitated.
Because if someone put a gun on my lad on the front, I don't know whether they're going to bash away, you know, whatever. I tried to ask him questions, you know, how did it happen, where, who, and all that. But by as I was talking to him, he picked the phone up, the house phone. I went upstairs. Apparently, he died 999 without speaking. That's how agitated he was. Died 999 and put the phone down. Right? So the police came, knocked on the door. My missus opened the door. I had to be having missus when the police, when she opened the door. And they said, "What happened? I saw around 999 from this address." So they traced the call. And I said, "Yeah, it's my son." He said, "Someone just put a gun on him."
We all went up to the landing, didn't we?
So we all went up in the lad's bedroom. But by this time, he already barricaded himself in. So he went answer the door. So my missus said, "Listen, this is your mum. The police are here." He said, "No, they're not the police." So I believe he was so scared that these are people with a gun. All right? And then next minute, the police were very, very aggressive by this time. Very aggressive.
Well, they went into the our bedroom is just opposite. And one said, "I'm getting bored." Oh, first he said, "Is he mentally got a mental illness, whatever? Because has he got learning difficulties?"
Yeah, because he wouldn't speak.
Because he wouldn't answer or speak.
Right. So the next time I heard him talking, he was on the phone to the police station. He rang the police station asking if they sent two police officers here, because he doesn't believe these are police officers. But this police here now, they were so aggressive, saying that if you don't open that door, we're going to break it down, we're going to do this, very, very, very scary, you know, threatening.
So they went off into my bedroom.
And how many police officers were there?
There was two.
Two at the house.
In the house at that moment.
Male officers?
Yes, male officers at that moment. But one of them, we saw one of them on the phone. He must have been asking for backup. They managed to push themselves into my son's bedroom.
Well, first he said, "I'm getting bored with this."
They're getting bored with this now. So next minute they buzz himself into the room. And my lad was at the end of the room, near his wardrobe, at the very end, like that. Because as soon as he went in, straight with the pepper spray, not a question asked.
There was never one word out of the room or in the room.
Never said one word, nothing. Badging, straight with the pepper spray. And my lad went, "Please don't. Please don't," with his hands like that.
He was paranoid,
right?
And he thought these were the gunmen,
yeah,
who'd come in his room.
So what happened now, he ran out of the room, outside.
So they burst in, they sprayed him. He ran out the house into the street, they chased him. Got him on the floor, handcuffs, face down, leg restrained him. But a bawling and shouting, all commotion going on. Well, I said to him, "This is too hurtful to see him like that. Let's go in." So he turned round and he said, "Will you get a van here as quick as possible and get him off the street?" Because there was a great big crowd. But then more police kept coming.
That's right. Mm. So me and my missus were left. My missus said to them, "Could you please get a doctor for him, please, as soon as you get back there? Because he needs a doctor."
I said to him, "They come in to see us before they shut the door and went." And I said, "Will you please get a doctor for him? There's something seriously wrong with him." He said, "That's the procedure we do when we get him."
Why did you think something was wrong with him?
Because he was paranoid.
He was agitated.
And it's not his character. Oh. If he wanted to go to them, please, he could have done exactly what he wanted. Because he's too strong for too small a policeman to do out to him, isn't he?
To tell you the truth, I was worried about that. I was worried that he might turn on the police, he might do something silly. But to my surprise, he didn't do anything like that. I was just scared. I was there telling the police officers to let me see him. I just wanted to see him. If I would have seen his face, if I would have seen that, I probably would have noticed there's something wrong. right? They just keep pushing me away. They pushed me away a couple of times, two or three times. And the lad told me, I said, I'll leave because of the arrest here. And I said to the officer, I said, it's my son. I said, I don't care. After that, a few minutes later, an officer came back in, searching his room. So I said, don't you suppose have a search warrant for this? And he said, no, I've got the power.
What did he say?
I've got the power. In other words, he's got the power to do whatever he wants. 2 hours later, the two police officers came here. And he said, you take it from there now.
Come in. One sat there, one stood there. And I said, how's Jacob? And he said, we drove through the lodging bay doors. And he walked from the van, he was calm. We took him into the booking area. And there was two before him. He said, and he deteriorated. So I said, well, what do you mean? I said, is he in hospital? I said, tell me quick. He said, he's passed away. A great big, strong, good looking, 25-year-old. And as if that was all right, like, you know.
I don't believe it. He just died just like that.
So they said, the police officer just said, he's passed away.
Yeah.
And what did you say? And what did you?
Oh, God.
We just burst out crying.
Bloody hell, I was in the back halfway, because I was...
She collapsed over there,
When he said to me, he's deteriorated, I said, oh, you know, what hospital is in? And I was like this. And he said, he's passed away. I went in there, you were in the hall, we affected nothing.
He just collapsed. I was going to go upstairs and just collapsed by the stairs, and she collapsed over there. Because you couldn't believe it.
And we're just glad it all happened here. I wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't believe it.
We've seen every bit. Yeah. Because he was out of character. He's not a scared person. He's just not a scared lad.
He died 999 himself. All of a sudden, don't want to speak to the police.
Well, we all babied him. Even his sister, she was laughing the other night because the things he used to get her to do for him.
A big lad, very big lad.
She said, I couldn't understand why I'd done it. And she said, it's because we love him, isn't it, Mum?
The only thing my missus doesn't do for him. His wife is bum.
Oh, anything.
That's the only thing that she doesn't do for him.
Even trying to plan his future, if I died, what would I do? But buy this house up and leave it for him. Every thought in the morning, everything was just for Jacob. All we want is the truth, because we've got to live with it for the rest of our lives.
So I don't
Whatever
know.
Whatever the truth is, we just want to know the truth exactly. What was up with him, what happened to him, and what contributed to his death. And we have to know them before we can. We're just thinking things over and over in our heads.
I've been a witness 35 years. Been married 34, 35 years now. That's why I came to witness. I thought coming to witness in a nice, quiet town. Being a town, quiet and peaceful. And look what happened. I lost my son.